Dan Young, Total Wellness. This is episode 11, where we're going to talk about environmental allergens. And before we get into this deeply, we just want to make sure that everyone listening knows this is information provided to you for the purpose of giving you natural, non-invasive education, things that you can do to promote normal function, and is not meant to diagnose, treat, or cure any illnesses. So let's dive into this. Most everybody who's ever experienced allergies are aware of the fact that, you know, the chronic hives, or the asthma, the sneezing, itchy skin, the dark circles under the eyes, these are really common signs or symptoms of this concern. But a lot of people don't realize that you can have other manifestations like diarrhea or nauseousness, chronic fatigue, a lot of digestive upset. There can be emotional components to allergies like depression and anxiety. Things like ringing in the ears, or other headache type symptoms. These are things that are also very highly looked at, especially clinically, in regards to being a potential allergy. And really, all an allergy is a weakness in the immune system. That's like one of the number one things that we find, is that this person's suffering from a weakened immune system. Maybe they've been exposed to environmental toxins in their, you know, line of work or profession or hobby. Too many metals or chemicals or other pollutants, and these things will weaken the immune system. There can be a situation where the person's experiencing what's referred to clinically as dysbiosis of the bowel. That's basically the presence of like candida or yeast or parasites, and it's disrupting the intestinal integrity. The mucosal lining of the gut is greatly compromised, and it can't be as efficient, which is a key to our immune system. And then the byproduct of that is that we develop these allergies. We also know that nutrient deficiencies, poor liver function is huge. I mean, that's just a huge thing that we see on a regular basis. So we look at liver, we look at adrenals, and we look at the immune system. The nutrient applications that we must consider. Number one thing I love to share with people is start getting bee pollen and eating bee pollen every day, because it balances out sodium potassium levels, which is one of the keys to helping the body and its immune system responses be more normal. Obviously, good quality vitamin C, maybe a whole food type vitamin C sourced from acerola cherries, Spanish orange, rose hips, this type of thing. I love the combination of echinacea, golden seal, and garlic with quercetin. These four different types of herbs and foods are amazing for calming down poor immune system responses, which lead to improved allergies. Make sure you're getting plenty of good enzymes with your meals. Most enzymes have been depleted out of foods, and the raw material in the foods to make these enzymes in the body are greatly deficient. So make sure you're using a good enzyme and that you're taking a good probiotic every day. You must eliminate dairy from the diet. I know that most people don't like to hear this from a dietary standpoint, but you must eliminate processed dairy, the milks, the cheeses, this type of thing. Tremendous impact on overall allergies. Avoid steroids as much as you possibly can. Tobacco, sugar and caffeine, alcohol, these are all increased stressors on the immune system, which make the allergy responses come on even harder. Check for, to have your thyroid checked if you haven't. Get your thyroid checked. That's a huge influence on the allergy responses in the body. Be sure that you're drinking plenty of water. And another little home remedy, which is wonderful for as a mild decongestion, sinus congestion sufferers out there, fenugreek and thyme tea. Wonderful, wonderful decongestants. So just a little bit of overview on the environmental allergy portion here in episode 11. Hope you enjoyed this. And if you have more questions, please be sure and do your call in at our station, and hope you're enjoying these podcasts. Next up is episode 12. We're going to dive in a little more on the health concerns that you have from A to Z. In the meantime, hope you're having a wonderful day, and look forward to having you join us on the next episode of Total Wellness.